This is an impressive crowd, the haves and the have-mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century? And how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. I mean, you've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
First, let me make it very clear, poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
And you're working hard to put food on your family.
I couldn't imagine somebody like Osama bin Laden understanding the joy of Hanukkah.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.